This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Rosa Alcalá, author of My Other Tongue, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of September. I hope you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Rachel Levitsky, and I'm about to read Audience for Becca. I don't know anything about the structure of rocks, only that I move them away from where they were to another location, closer in proximity to me. Collecting rocks is a habit backed in desire. I suppose I trust that my desire is true, although I have doubted it as I've doubted all sorts of love. Material attachment to objects and object relations. Mother, for example, first best friend, the poster from a museum possessed by gaze and gender, seen in a country I now call to question, taken by a photographer of a model mid-gesture, combing straight black hair over white powdered left shoulder, bare breasts. A thin instance of stark relation, black, white, curve, line. My doubt has caused me to be more discerning, but not to stop. My eyes scour the shore. I found one this summer that made me think of you, pink and bone and speckled with beige and gray, then pink again and always a bit yellow, like the sun or like your hair, which is a thing, as you know, in and of itself, something that tells people something about your town. In the discernment era of rock pickup, I look closely to decide if the rock I've chosen will speak itself when dried and dried completely. Unlike my snails, it won't smell. I doubt my new method, as I've doubted so many loves. The rock may be dull. Yours is the love altar. It's oblong. It's unlike rocks I usually collect with longing, vaguely resembling a heart. About this poem. The poem is a part of a series of audience poems. These are poems that make public my private, though repetitive, habits of thought and action, those I consider insignificant precisely because I don't share them or speak of them to anyone, not even those closest to me. Perhaps giving them this language in the form of a poem turns these private gestures inside out towards something more signified and political.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.